Mr. Scoop, please, the radio on his call for Mr. John Lennon.
Yeah, this is Scoop.
Oh, hold the line, sir.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Scoop, Richard Glanville Brown again.
Yeah.
I've got John Lennon for you in just a moment, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You ready?
We're waiting.
Good.
Hi, Scoop.
Hello, John.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How are they treating you up there in Canada?
Oh, fine, fine. It's doing great, you know.
Are you doing radio broadcasts?
Yeah, we're broadcasting like every 10 minutes, you know.
What kind of thing are you broadcasting?
Peace, baby, peace.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you in bed now?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Just lying there.
Just lying there talking, and we've got some young people here interviewing us, and we've got a photographer photographing us, and there's me on the phone, and Yoko's next to me here being handed something over, and it's all go, you know.
That's great. Geez, I don't quite know what to ask you, man. Do you have anything to say to San Francisco?
Yeah, peace to San Francisco, and, you know, violence begets violence, folks, and if you smack him, he's going to smack you back. So we say the only way is through peace, you know, and Hare Krishna to everyone.
You know, we have a People's Park. Do you know about People's Park?
The People's Park, yeah.
There's a big march tomorrow on Memorial Day, and we wish you could be here.
Well, we send our spirit. We'll be there in spirit, you know. And good luck to the march, and let's hope it doesn't just end up in another riot, you know. Because I think marches are tending to just end up in riots. And what we're saying is there's many ways of protesting or celebrating, and maybe bed-ins is one of them, or maybe it'll inspire people to have other ideas, you know.
Are you going to try to get back into the United States?
Yeah, we're trying all the time, you know, sort of applying for applications and that.
But they won't let you.
Oh, they haven't stopped us, you know. We must go through the channels. And we're going through the channels, and we're hoping for the best, you know.
Yeah. What about an album? Is it soon to be coming?
Yeah, and the Beatles have finished an album, you know, and there's a book to go with it, so I think the hang-up is it'll be out round August when the book's ready. That's the latest it'll be out, you know.
Yeah.
John and Yoko have an album out, folks, called Life of the Lions, which is out for any week now. Yeah, ring your local dealer or hound capital for it.
Can we talk to Yoko?
Yes, she's here. Yoko, would you like some soup?
Hello, Yoko.
Yes, this is Yoko.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Marvelous. You're in bed.
Yes, you are.
Do you like it?
Great, it's great, yes.
You don't get bed sores, do you?
No, they're so active in bed, you know. There isn't time to get bed sores. We're not just lying down still, you know.
You get up occasionally.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, you know, we're sitting up and discussing things and on the phone and, you know, just everything happening.
Do you paint in bed?
Do I what?
Paint in bed.
I don't have the time to yet, but, you know, I certainly like to.
How do you like Canada?
Canada is beautiful. It's a country with very beautiful vibrations and it's very young, you know. It's a young country with hope, you know. It's beautiful.
Well, let me talk to John again.
Okay, just wait a second.
Peace to you.
Yeah, hi.
Listen, you know, we are really having a thing here in the Bay Area, you know, over this People's Park.
Yeah.
And I know that you you want people to, you know, not take part in any violence.
Yeah.
But how else are we going to, you know, get our park back?
Well,
how do you propose we get our park back?
If Gandhi can get rid of the fascist British, you can get your park back, you know. Because, I mean, you must have experienced it, that violence begets violence, you know. I mean, the people have been trying to get things done militantly for thousands of years, you know, and it never works. Take France, Russia, Britain, Ireland, all the places that have revolution through violence, all they got was another establishment doing exactly the same as the old one. All we got to change is their heads, and San Francisco was one of the major centers for that. And it's a pity that make love not war has become, turned out to be a trendy cliche, and that the people didn't believe it, you know. And if they can't wait a year or two, and they think they're going to get it by violence, they won't get it. It'll take just as long as doing it non-violently. And if they're that impatient, you know, as Yoko just said to somebody here, you don't get a child and then stretch it to make it into an adult. You've got to wait for it to grow, and peace is something like that, and change is like that, and you won't get it by trying to push the barriers. You know, shaking fists at buildings doesn't make the building fall down. If you smash the building down, you've got to build it up again.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What? Oh, what, have you read Revolution for the Hell of It by Abbie Hoffman?
No, I keep hearing about it, so I think I'll read it. He's a yuppie, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, we think that the hippies and the yuppies and all the so-called hip people are getting too snobbish, and we're just playing establishment game by saying, oh, we ain't talking to those squirrels, man. I mean, we know where it's at, man. You just can't talk to those people, man. And that's just as snobbish and whatever as the establishment. It's just as harmful, you know. And if we're the hip ones, we've got to extend a hand to the squirrels, and let's kiss a cat for Peace Week. You know, because if you're in a family and we're all in one ghetto, we're in this family, and if we have a brother or a sister who's retarded, you don't kick the hell out of him or kick him out of the house. You help him. And if the establishment and the squares and the cops are retarded children, then we've got to help them. We don't kick them or shake fists at them.
It's our mission to heal them.
Right. If we're so-called hip people, if the hippies and the yippies are the hip people, let them use their hipness and do something hip.
Yeah. What do you think of Timothy Leary running for the governor of California? Do you think that's one way to kiss a cop?
I think it's quite interesting, you know. He might be coming out to see us here. It's interesting the fact that he was the original drop-out guy, and now he's dropping in. Well, we said drop in all the time, Beatles and John and Yoko. We believe drop in and change it, you know. Infiltrate, like the dreaded commies do. Infiltrate on all levels, you know, and politically and otherwise, on the shop floor. Just infiltrate, you know. So Leary's now attempting to infiltrate from that level, and I wish him luck if his intentions are right.
Anybody have any... Hold on a second. Anybody have any questions? What? No, you want to see? Hold on a second.
Okay.
What's on that new album?
What?
What's on your new album?
What about it?
What's on the new album? What kind of, you know, what kind of album, what kind of feeling comes from the new album?
It's from Get Back was from the album session, and Get Back is the most finished thing on it. So the album turned out to be a rehearsal for a show that never was, and so we put the rehearsal out. And after we finished that album, we were filming in the whole thing of us making the album, and we'll try and put that out soon. And then we got halfway through another album, and then we decided to take a holiday, and this is my holiday.
Your holiday is in bed promoting peace again, huh?
Promoting peace like you promote anything, like soap, you know. And the thing is, you've got to keep plugging it.
What about Get Back Loretta?
What about it?
Is that essentially what you were just saying about, you know, we can't ghettoize ourselves and...
I don't see the connection, really.
Well, Get Back Loretta is kind of obscure.
Well, I was Paul's lyrics mainly, so ask him what he's talking about.
Okay. Anybody else?
You playing Ballad of John and Yoko there?
Sure.
Yeah, we're playing it all the time, but some of the stations have banned it. Some of the stations have banned it because of the Christ reference.
Yeah, I mean, why aren't I allowed to sing about Christ and the churches and the gospel singers? Why can't I sing about him?
I don't know, John.
I'm one of his biggest fans, man. I don't know. They're just hypocrites, you know. The same hypocrites that Christ used to talk to.
That's right. The money changers.
What?
They're the money changers.
They're the priests, man. It's the same game.
Well, keep up the good work.
And you too, you know. Spread the word like butter.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Peace.
Metro Media's San Francisco. the disco.
They're gonna crucify me.
Okay, the phone call to John Lennon was made, between about 20 of 10 and 10 o'clock, and we just, it was all done on tape by Scoop and friends, and we just played it. And I think we'll probably play that again a little later in the day. It's kind of fun. Far out. John and Yoko are in Montreal, just kind of sitting in bed for peace.